You are wonderful as you are. So recognize that. And whatever you're doing today, please, please, please just remember, it's by being brave and bold that you will unlock your brilliance. So I am super excited. Today is International Women's Day, and how great is it that we can support each other on our journey, whether that's business, career, life, family, relationships, you know. And I'm a huge, huge advocate for really sharing our knowledge and our experience together. You know, I'm here in beautiful Cape Verde. I've actually been away on business for 7 weeks. So it's been a hell of a trip, actually, working with the executive board of Accor over in Indonesia, Accor Hotels, and then I've just done a keynote speech at the TUI Blue conference, which has been fantastic. But you know, so many wonderful women and men in the journey that I've been on. So, you know, I thought I would share with you 8 really key important tips that have helped me throughout my 30 years in business. So I'm showing my age. Now, you know, that 30 years has incorporated both me starting my early career as a government economist, then jumping into the travel industry, where I was on the graduate scheme for Thomson Holidays back in the day, right the way through to my corporate life, where essentially I worked my way up from the bottom to become the CEO of some of the largest leisure global businesses in the UK and abroad and overseas, including TUI. I was the CEO of the travel division for Saga, which is a FTSE 250 business. And then latterly, in my career of having a plural approach, where as an entrepreneur, I have 3 of my own businesses, an advisory business, business mentoring, property investing, and of course I've got the podcast Brave, Bold, Brilliant, which is in the top 1.5% of all podcasts in the world. Now, I'm not saying any of that to brag, but what I am saying is there's lots of things that I have got right over the years, but there's lots of things that I've got wrong as well, or that didn't go the way I wanted. So life is never a straight path. And there's a great quote, actually, and I can't remember who said it, but it made me smile. So I'm going to share it with you. Being a woman in business is a bit like ballroom dancing. You've got to do all the same steps as a man, but backwards and in high heels. So I love that. But, you know, it's true. And this isn't about men bashing, you know. We are all uniquely different. We bring something to the table. But I think very often as women in business, sometimes we, you know, we don't help ourselves. Maybe we're not as confident as our male colleagues. And it isn't always easy. So I just want to share with you some of the things that have helped me over the years. So grab a pen and paper. I'm going to go through 8 key things which I think have really helped me with my career, with my business life, and also just as a person, really, in terms of, you know, being a fulfilled, happy, and engaged, you know, human being, really, that puts good out in the world. So first of all, why is it important? Well, it's important because we need to support each other. We need to support each other to grow and to learn from each other's mistakes. Much better to learn from the mistakes of others than to make them yourself. That's why I'm going to be very honest and share some of mine. But, you know, it's we only have one life, so let's make it count. You know, let's not let fear of failure, fear of judgment, criticism hold us back from really living our best lives and fulfilling our true dreams. So grab a pen and paper. And I'm going to take you through these. Actually, one other thing to say, if you are listening to this on Brave, Bold, Brilliant and you're not subscribed, please do subscribe, because it means then you get notified every time an episode goes live, and we have 2 episodes a week. Equally, if we're not connected on social media, come on, let's get connected. We can help each other so much. So you'll find me on all of the channels under Jeanette Linfoot, 2 N's, 2 T's in Jeanette. And of course, the YouTube channel, Brave, Bold, Brilliant, where you'll find lots of videos and lots of content to help you with your business journey, with life, with your career, etc. So let's get into this. Right, the first thing I would say is get super clear on what you want. Now, this will change over time. You know, if you're starting out in your career, like I was when I got my first proper job as a government economist, you will want different things than maybe if you're at a later stage of your career like I am now. But really get clear on what you want, because when you know what you want, it's much easier to get there. you know, and I think in particular, if you're not sure what you really want, then that can often sort of, you know, play to insecurities that you may have in other areas. So get super clear what do you want for your career, what do you want for your business, what do you want for your life. Write it down. You know, I'm a big believer in writing stuff down. Get it out of your head, down on paper. It has really helped me. Now, I haven't always known exactly what the journey was going to be, but I always knew I wanted to be a CEO of a large business, a large leisure travel business. That's what I wanted. And then when I got to that point, which I absolutely love my career, I knew that the next phase for me was all about becoming a much more rounded businesswoman, having a portfolio of businesses and being my own boss, essentially. So it will change as you go, but get really clear on what you want because it's going to help you get where you need to be. The second point is you need to be working on your mindset every single day. You know, I have been plagued with imposter syndrome throughout my entire career. It's something which, you know, a lot of people suffer with, whether you're a man or a woman, actually, and it can really hold you back. You know, that feeling of, despite all the evidence of your success and the results you're getting, you still don't believe that you actually deserve a place at the table, and it can be so debilitating. So whether it's imposter syndrome, whatever you call it, maybe that isn't your thing, but you still have these odd wobbles, maybe the gremlin in your head telling you you're not good enough, whatever it is, you know, we need to address that. I still have those moments. I still have multiple times when I feel very nervous. I'm not sure about my ability to do something. And of course, it's all nonsense, right? Because you can achieve anything you want in life. You genuinely can. But actually, if you don't believe in you, how is anyone else going to believe in you? So, you know, working on your mindset, working on your self-belief, it will be different for all of you. Some of the things that I do, you know, include my morning routine. You know, I really spend time, I do my meditation, I do my visualization, I say out loud what I want, my affirmations. You know, I read at least 10 pages of a book every day, a business book or a mindset book, you know, and I make notes on that so it kind of sticks in my brain. So I'm constantly working on myself. You know, it could be listening to podcasts. I know a great one, Brave, Bold, Brilliant, by the way, which you might be listening to this on the podcast, which is great. But, you know, work on yourself every single day to be a better version. Learn something new that's going to help take you forward. It's a constant challenge to do this, but it's so important that you do. Right, point number three, put your hand up. And keep your hand up. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, listen, you can't just sit back and expect things to happen for you. You know, life isn't like that. Business isn't like that. Careers are not like that. So, you know, don't be shy. Put your hand up, volunteer for projects, volunteer to, you know, get involved in stuff that's going on outside of your natural day-to-day role, because it will make a difference. It will make you stand out from everyone else. And you're going to learn some stuff through the process. Don't always be so rigid that this isn't part of my job or this isn't part of my role. Put your hand up, volunteer for stuff. It's going to really help in terms of raising your profile, learning something new, networking with a group of people that maybe you never had the chance to before. So that's point number three. Point number four, opportunities are everywhere. Everywhere. But you've got to keep an open mind, right? You've got to have your eyes open, your ears open. Don't close things down too soon. Now, I said at the beginning, point number one was get clear on what you want. But sometimes you need to just say yes to an opportunity and then figure out how to do it later. Don't put the blockers in too early, you know, and at this point you might not know where this opportunity might lead you, but, you know, having your eyes open for that and really, really just saying yes and figuring out how to later is a great approach to get yourself involved in other stuff. So it's partly linked to point number three, but it's also around your approach to this stuff. So, you know, if it doesn't fit into your neat little box, don't worry. It might actually become something amazing, but you never know if you don't try. Right, point number five, very important. Surround yourself with the right people. Now, my old boss, Richard Prosser, when I was at TUI and I was the MD of the emerging markets, he used to say to me, Jeanette, there are two types of people in life. There are sappers, right, who drain the bloody oxygen out of the room. And there are zappers, those that energise you, make you feel good about yourself. Now, this isn't just about surrounding yourself with yes men and women, right? This is about surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded. Maybe they're a good couple of steps ahead of you in your career, so they can lift you and help you. You know, get yourself a mentor, get yourself a coach. Really check in very carefully about who you're spending time with. You know, I think the saying is that you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So who are they? You know, is that actually the kind of person you want to be? Is that the kind of person you want to become? Or have you got people in your life that are maybe holding you back? Maybe they're putting doubt in your mind. Maybe they're not supporting you with your dreams and your aspirations. Be very, very careful who you spend time with. And sometimes that can mean actually having to make some tough decisions about cutting certain people out of your life, which is never easy. It's difficult to do that. But sometimes you have to do that in order to be able to move forward in a constructive, positive way. Point number six, do not be afraid to fail, right? You're going to fail. You are going to fail. Big news, you're going to fail. Get over it, get used to it, because that is where the learning happens. But you've got to approach it with a different mindset. You know, don't worry about the judgment. Don't worry about messing things up. I mess up all the time. But you know what? I try to learn from it. And once I've dusted myself off and I've picked myself back up, I might have had a good bloody cry. Actually, once I've done that, I really then can say, okay, well, that didn't go so well. What did I learn from it? What would I do differently next time? But if you'd never try, if you're in your comfort zone, I call that your danger zone, right? Because if you're not failing, arguably you're not trying hard enough. You're not putting yourself out there. So don't be afraid to fail. Point number seven, be very careful about your physical well-being, right? Now, you don't have to be an elite athlete, but pay attention to your physiology, pay attention to your energy. You know, are you eating well? Are you getting enough sleep? Exercise, so, so important. When we actually, you know, go out there and do a run or a walk or go to the gym or get some fresh air, those endorphins that are released in your body are positive chemicals. You know, have you ever felt blocked where maybe you're sitting at your desk, you just can't get through something, you get up, go and have a little walk around the block, maybe sleep on a problem, and then the next day you seem to wake up with much more clarity and purpose. So your physical well-being, so important. Now, if you're an ambitious person and you want to get on with your career, maybe you want to build your business, whatever it is, or be the best mum in the world, be the best partner in the world, whatever it might be, if you're not in good physical shape, you will not be able to deliver the best for those people around you, for your loved ones, your colleagues, your teams. So, and what can often happen when we're under stress, it can often be the things that go out the window completely the first. So, you know, it's dangerous to do that. But, you know, look after your physical well-being. So, so, so important. It's linked to that mindset piece as well. You cannot separate your body and your mind. You know, so if you're in good physical shape, that is going to affect your mindset and how you behave, the actions you take, how you feel about things, etc. So physical well-being, check in on yourself. Are you actually looking after yourself? Are you in the best shape possible? Or maybe are there some habits and things that have picked up that are not serving you, and you've got yourself in a bit of a rut with those things? So, you know, positive, good habits are really important, of course. So the final point I'm going to talk about is point number eight, be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Now, that's so true, but how often have you found yourself trying to be something that you're not? Maybe to fit in, or maybe because you think there's a perception that you need to behave in a certain way to get on. I have done this myself, right? And let me tell you, one of the big traps that I fell into was almost being like an alpha female and or acting like I needed to act like a man in order to get on in business. Now, things have shifted, right? When I was starting out in my career and when I got my first managing director role, you know, I was often the only woman in the boardroom with a P&L. Things have changed, and that's good. We've still got a way to go, of course. But the point is, I dealt with that by trying to be something that I wasn't really. And that doesn't serve you. One, it's exhausting. Two, at some point you're going to get found out anyway, right? And three, you know, you're wonderful as you are. We are all uniquely different. I think we're all perfectly imperfect. And, you know, so be, honestly, be yourself. Don't be afraid to be you. As a woman, you bring different skills, different approach, maybe a slightly more empathetic perspective, high emotional intelligence we bring to business. I'm not saying that men don't have that. This is not about men or women being better or worse than the other. Every single person, regardless of gender, has something unique to bring to the table. But don't hide that. Don't try and downplay your skills, your experience, your personality. Bring it to the table. Be authentically you, and that will hold you in good stead. So listen, I'm a massive believer that, you know, we do have to be brave. We do have to be bold. And it's when we are that, that the brilliance will shine through. But please, 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 on International Women's Day, really congratulate yourselves. Celebrate all the great things that you bring to the table, all the amazing achievements. And also, the best is yet to come. There are no limits to your growth. So I hope it's been helpful. I've just shared with you, you know, eight things that have really helped me over the years. So I'll just do a very quick recap for you. Number one, get super clear on what you want. Number two, work on your mindset, your self-belief every single day. Number three, put your hand up, volunteer for stuff. Number four, opportunities are everywhere. Say yes and figure out how you'll do it later. Don't close things down too soon. Number five, surround yourself with the right people that are going to support you, lift you up. Not take your bullshit, right? Just really surround yourself with the right people. Number six, don't be afraid of failing. You're going to fail, but learn from it. That's all right. That's where the growth comes. If you don't fail, you're in your comfort zone. And point number seven, you know, look after your physical well-being, because if you're not in good shape, then you know you can't deliver for your loved ones, for the people around you, your team, etc. And number eight, be yourself. You are wonderful as you are. So recognize that. And whatever you're doing today, please, please, please just remember, it's by being brave and bold that you will unlock your brilliance. I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.